Hello, all of you lovely word nerds. Thank you for turning on this podcast. They're every day. If you didn't know, if you are new, go back to the beginning and start from there. The quality is terrible. I'm terrible. But it does gradually get better. I promise. All right, the first word for this episode is boorish. B-O-O-R-I-S-H. Adjective from 1562. Resembling or befitting a boor, as in crude insensitivity. If you remember, the last word from the last episode was boor, and it means peasant or a rude or insensitive person. Boorishly is an adverb, and boorishness is a noun. Yes, that happens sometimes. I burp. We have synonym information for the word boorish. Boorish, churlish, C-H-U-R-L-I-S-H, churlish, loutish, L-O-U-T-I-S-H, and clownish mean uncouth in manners or appearance. Boorish implies rudeness of manner due to insensitiveness to others' feelings and unwillingness to be agreeable, as in a drunk's boorish behavior. Churlish suggests surliness, unresponsiveness, and ungraciousness, as in churlish remarks. Loutish implies bodily awkwardness together with stupidity, as in a loutish oaf. Clownish suggests ill-bred awkwardness, ignorance or stupidity, ungainliness, and often a propensity for absurd antics, as in an adolescent's clownish conduct. All right, I think I lean toward loutish. Next, we have the word boost, B-O-O-S-T, first form, verb from 1801. First are transitive. 1, to push or shove up from below. 2, synonyms are increase and raise, as in plans to boost production. Also as in an extra holiday to boost morale. I don't know why, but the audio sounds different right now. Very weird. All right, let's see. Number 3, to promote the cause or interests of. Synonym is plug, as in a campaign to boost the new fashions. 4, to raise the voltage of or across an electric circuit. That is an example of where you would raise the voltage of or across. And then number 5, it's slang. Synonyms are steal and shoplift. And then we have one intransitive definition. It is slang, and we have the synonym again, shoplift. And then another synonym for the whole thing is the word lift. The origin of this word is unknown, which again, I find fascinating, especially for a word like this. All right, next we have the second form of boost. It is a noun from 1801. 1, a push upward. 2, an act that brings help or encouragement. Synonym is assist. Number 3, an increase in amount. Next we have booster. Noun from 1888. 1, that boosts. As A, an enthusiastic supporter. B, an auxiliary device for increasing force, power, pressure, or effectiveness. C is slang. We have the synonym shoplifter. D, a radio frequency amplifier for a radio or television receiving set. E, the first stage of a multi-stage rocket providing thrust for the launching and the initial part of the flight. F, a substance that increases the effectiveness of a medicament, especially the synonym booster shot. So the definition for this word is just one that boosts, and then there's six sort of more specific sub-definitions. Next is boosterism, noun from circa 1913, the activities and attitudes characteristic of boosters. Next is booster seat, two words, noun from 1973, a seat used to elevate a sitting child. Now we have booster shot, noun from 1944, a supplementary dose of an immunizing agent, and that is the end of that sentence. It is called also booster or booster dose, make sure you get your vaccines, your immunizations, all those things. Next, we have the word boot, B-O-O-T. This one is our last word. We are going to do forms 1, 2, and 3 in this episode, and then forms 4 and 5 in the next one. So this first one is a noun from before the 12th century. One is archaic. Synonym is deliverance. They should change the name, or an alternate name of that movie Deliverance could just be called boot. Number two, something to equalize a trade. Three is obsolete. Synonym is avail. To boot means besides, or that's the synonym, besides. This is Middle English from Old English, bot, which means remedy, and there's more at the word better. Next is the second form of boot. It is a verb from the 15th century. It is archaic, and we have the synonyms avail and profit. And then here we go with the very last one. It is the third form of boot. It is a noun from the 14th century. One, a fitted covering, as of leather or rubber, for the foot, and usually reaching above the ankle. Two, an instrument of torture, ooh, used to crush the leg and foot. That does not sound fun. Three, something that resembles or is likened to a boot, especially an enclosing or protective casing or sheath, as for a rifle or over an electrical or mechanical connection. Four, a Navy or Marine Corps recruit undergoing basic training. Five is British, an automobile trunk. 6A, a kick with the foot. 6B, summary dismissal, and that is used with the word the, as in gave him the boot. Now we are on 6C, momentary pleasure or enjoyment. Synonym is bang, as in got a big boot out of the joke. I've never heard that used that way. 7, a sheath enclosing the inflorescence. And then number 8, the synonym is Denver boot. I wonder if we'll see that in the dictionary, because I don't know what that is. All right, that is it for the words. We had boorish, boost, booster, boosterism, booster seat, booster shot, and boot. I am going to pick booster shot as the word of the episode, because you should make sure that you are all vaccinated. Get your kids vaccinated. I'm not getting into that political conversation. I'm just saying that the pros outweigh the cons. All right, there we have it. That is it. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.